That's the spot. That's where you go in, you know. There's a beach a little bit north of that Riverwalk area in Port Huron where you can get in there and then just drift down and then climb out over the seawall once you're pushed upstream a bit. But, most of the diving in the St. Clair River is done right there by the Blue Water Bridge. And there's a lot of fishermen there, and a lot of them will ask us, hey, you know, I was magnet fishing, and I threw my big expensive magnet over the wall, and it stuck to the seawall. So if you see it, can you grab that for me? And it's always funny, because I think some of the, and you would know, some of that fishing gear, some of the lures, and the magnets and all that, I think it's expensive. And but we find and see a lot of it, and it's funny how they can swell, like the worms they get like five times bigger when they're down there for a year or two. We do a fair amount of diving off the out, you know, near the Blue Water Bridge. The Detroit is where it gets illegal, but pretty much anywhere from, you know, this Lake St. Clair north is perfectly legal, but you do have to have the dive flag and be wary of freighters and boat traffic and fishermen and all that. But yep, it's doable.
Oh wow, that is awesome. Yeah, that section of river, it moves pretty quick. I'm really surprised. I mean, obviously you've got weighted belts, that helps out, et cetera, but that current, that really rolls through there. One of our boats that we sold was a 36-footer. Would have been ideal for your dive team. And the people I sold it to moved it over to Port Huron. I think they dock it in Black River, I think it is, just south of Port Huron. And my wife and I were over walking the Riverwalk underneath the Blue Water Bridge, and we saw our boat. We looked at it, and we thought, it's got a big fly bridge on it. We thought, that looks like our boat. And when it went past, it was our boat, and but I can't believe you dived that over there. I didn't deliver the boat when I sold it. I had a captain buddy of mine deliver it, because he told me, Kurt, he says, when you sell a vessel, he said, you don't want to deliver it with the family on board. You want to have a captain do that. Once you sell it, you don't go back on the boat. So I had my buddy that's a captain. He delivered it from Au Gray, where I had it. I was in East Tawas at the time. I had it docked there, and then they hired him to take it over to Port Huron with the family. But yeah, man, I'm pretty impressed, John. Your dive experience, that sounds awesome. I've never talked to a diver with that much experience. Go ahead.